So from too much waste to not enough housing here in the U.S., not just in tech hubs like Seattle, but in rural America. In some towns, not enough homes for new workers, and not addressing that could mean fewer jobs in the long run. Harvest Public Media's Grant Gerlach reports.
The Help Wanted sign is up in Holdrege, Nebraska, population 5,500. It's a farm town, but it's also home to a factory that makes insulin syringes for diabetes. Human Resources Manager Brian Deacon says the plant makes 8 to 9 million syringes a day.
We are the world's largest manufacturer of diabetic syringes right here in Holdrege, Nebraska.
Deacon says there are more than 30 jobs open at the Becton Dickinson plant, from technicians who program industrial robots to the mechanics who keep it all running. But the jobs can be hard to fill.
It's not because we don't want to grow here, but sometimes we run into that barrier that we just can't encourage folks to come here because housing can be a struggle to get them out here.
Even though Holdrege is the seat of Phelps County, it's running short of homes and apartments for newcomers to buy or rent. The older homes need rehab, and new homes cost too much. Phelps County as a whole needs more than 200 homes to catch up with demand. Deacon says it's not a new problem.
During the recession, we had folks from out of state who would get in their cars and just drive out here, and that we had the job for them. Now they had to find a place to live.
The unemployment rate in many rural states is well below the national average. That's generally good news, and you would think would help rural areas attract new residents. But Richard Beyer, head of the Nebraska Bankers Association, says the housing shortage could have the opposite effect.
What we don't want to see happen is see those employers in those rural communities say, you know, I can't find labor, I'm just going to shut down and I'm going to move on.
Experts on rural housing offer different reasons for the shortage: the aging population, stagnant wages, but there are some common threads. One is that rural cities are overstocked with older homes. Take Phelps County, where two-thirds of the homes were built before 1970. Michigan State University economist Mark Skidmore studies rural economic development. He says if houses aren't fixed up, they wear out, and that takes another home off the market.
The housing stock is aging, it's a lower quality, so then you're trying to think about, well, how can we get the kind of housing we may need, and at the same time you've got housing that is, you know, becoming dilapidated.
That brings up another issue. The law of supply and demand isn't regulating the market. Cliff Messner is a developer in central Nebraska, and he gives a couple reasons for that. He says contractors are concentrated in cities where they can work at a larger scale, and that means rural construction costs more. An extra $30,000 on a three-bedroom home, Messner says, because of what it costs to bring out workers and supplies.
So you end up with more expensive homes than a lot of employees want to go out and buy. If you've got employees that are making $15, $17 an hour, that's a fairly good wage in outstate Nebraska, but it won't cover that new construction cost.
Several states are trying to prime the rural housing market. Nebraska created a $7 million fund to match housing investments. Kansas and Iowa are using tax credits to lure investors to rural communities. And the federal government offers guarantees for some rural mortgages. Back in Holdrege, construction crews are building 18 new apartments on the site of a demolished schoolhouse.
We've probably got a need of five times as many as we're building right now.
That's Ron Tillery of the Phelps County Development Corporation. His nonprofit bought the land for the apartments, which helped attract a developer. In other parts of town, the development group is paying to tear down old homes to make way for new ones. Tillery says the goal is to revive the housing market.
It's kind of like CPR. A house is the heartbeat of the community.
Tillery says the rural towns that thrive going forward will be the ones that not only give people a place to work, but also a place to call home. For Here and Now, I'm Grant Gerlach.